Hello and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today is Tuesday, the 13th of October, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 25th of Tishrei. This week, our parasha is called Bereshit, meaning in the beginning, and today's portion from the Torah, today's Aliyah, is Genesis 2:20 through 3:21. Before we begin to read, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. So the man gave names to all of the livestock, and to the flying creatures of the sky, and to all the animals of the field. But for the man he did not find a well-matched helper for him. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. The Lord God built the rib, which he had taken from the man, into a woman. Then he brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh from my flesh. This one is called woman, for from man was taken this one." This is why a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. Now both of them were naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. But the serpent was shrewder than any animal of the field that the Lord God made. So it said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from all the trees of the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "Of the fruit of the trees we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God said, 'You must not eat of it and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You most assuredly won't die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Now the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a thing of lust for the eyes, and that the tree was desirable for imparting wisdom. So she took of its fruit, and she ate. She also gave to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made for themselves loin coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God going to and fro in the garden in the wind of the day. So the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God in the midst of the tree of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man, and he said to him, "Where are you?" Then he said, "Your sound, I heard it in the garden, and I was afraid, because I am naked, I hid myself." Then he said, "Who told you that you are naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." The Lord God said to the woman, "What did you do?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you did this, cursed are you above all the livestock and above every animal of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. I will put animosity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He will crush your head, and you will crush his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pain from conception to labor. In pain you will give birth to children. Your desire will be toward your husband, yet he must rule over you." Then to the man he said, "Because you listened to your wife's voice and ate of the tree which I commanded you, saying, 'You must not eat of it,' cursed is the ground because of you. With pain will you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles will sprout for you. You will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow will you eat food, until you return to the ground, since from it were you taken. For you are dust, and to dust will you return. Now Adam named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. The Lord God made Adam and his wife tunics of skin, and he clothed them. That was Genesis 2:20 through 3:21. Today's portion from the prophets is Joshua chapters 5 and 6. Now it came about, when all the Amorite kings beyond the Jordan westward, and all the Canaanite kings by the sea, heard how the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan before Bnei Israel until they had crossed, their heart melted, nor was there any spirit in them any more, because of Bnei Israel. At that time the Lord said to Joshua, "Make yourself flint knives and circumcise again Bnei Israel a second time." So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised Bnei Israel at Givat Ha'aralot. Now this is the reason why Joshua circumcised. All the people that came out of Egypt who were males, all the men of war, had died in the wilderness along the way after they came out of Egypt. Though all the men that came out were circumcised, none of the people who were born in the wilderness along the way as they came out of Egypt had been circumcised. For Bnei Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, until all the nation's men of war who came out of Egypt died out, because they had not listened to the voice of the Lord. To them the Lord had sworn that he would never let them see the land which the Lord had sworn to their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. But he raised up their children in their place. Joshua circumcised them, for they were uncircumcised, since they had not been circumcised along the way. Now it came to pass, after they had finished circumcising the entire nation, they remained in their places in the camp until they recovered. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore the name of that place has been called Gilgal to this day." While Bnei Israel camped at Gilgal, they observed Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land, matzot and roasted grain. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten of the produce of the land. Bnei Israel had manna no longer, but ate some of the yield of the land of Canaan that year. Now it came to pass that when Joshua was near Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a man standing in front of him with his sword drawn in his hand. Joshua approached him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" "Neither," he said. "Rather, I have now come as commander of the Lord's army." Then Joshua fell on his face to the ground and worshipped. Then he asked him, "What is my Lord saying to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army replied to Joshua, "Take your sandal off of your foot, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of Bnei Israel, no one going out and no one coming in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Look, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and mighty warriors. Now you are to march around the city, all the men of war circling the city once. So you are to do for 6 days. 7 Kohanim will carry 7 shofarot of ram's horns before the ark. Then on the 7th day you are to circle the city 7 times, while the Kohanim blow the shofarot. It will be, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the shofar, have all the people shout a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up, everyone straight ahead. So Joshua, son of Nun, summoned the Kohanim and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant. Let 7 Kohanim carry 7 shofarot of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord." Then he said to the people, "Move forward, march around the city, and let the armed force march ahead of the Ark of the Lord." And it was so. After Joshua had spoken to the people, 7 Kohanim, carrying the 7 shofarot of ram's horns before the Lord, went forward and blew the shofarot, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. Also the armed force went before the Kohanim, who blew the shofarot, and the rear guard came behind the Ark, while the shofarot continued to blow. But Joshua ordered the people, saying, "You must not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I tell you shout. Then you will shout." So he had the Ark of the Lord go around the city, circling it once. Then they came into the camp and spent the night there. The next day, Joshua rose early in the morning. The Kohanim took up the Ark of the Lord, and the 7 Kohanim, carrying the 7 shofarot of ram's horns, marched in front of the Ark of the Lord and blew the shofarot, with the armed force marching before them and the rear guard marching behind the Ark of the Lord, while the shofarot continued to blow. So the second day they circled the city once and returned to the camp. So they did for 6 days. Now on the 7th day they rose early at dawn and marched around the city in the same way 7 times. Only on that day did they march around the city 7 times. Then, on the 7th time, when the Kohanim blew the shofarot, Joshua ordered the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." But the city will be under the ban of destruction. It and all that is in it belong to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot will live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the scouts that we sent. But you, just keep yourselves from the things under the ban. Otherwise, you would make yourselves accursed by taking of the things under the ban, and so you would make the camp of Israel accursed and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are holy to the Lord and must go into the treasury of the Lord. So when the shofarot blew, the people shouted. When the people heard the sound of the shofar, the people shouted a loud shout, and the wall fell down flat. So the people went up into the city, everyone straight ahead, and they captured the city. They utterly destroyed everything in the city, man and woman, young and old, ox, sheep, and donkey, with the edge of the sword. Then Joshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land, "Go into the harlot's house and bring the woman and all who belong to her, as you swore to her." So the young spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her relatives, and all who belonged to her. All her relatives they brought out and put them outside the camp of Israel. Then they burned the city with fire and all that was in it. Only the silver, the gold, and the vessels of bronze and iron did they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. But Rahab the harlot, her father's household, and all who belonged to her, Joshua spared. She has lived in the midst of Israel to this day, because she hid the scouts whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. At that time Joshua made an oath, saying, "Cursed before the Lord is the man who rises up and rebuilds this city, Jericho. On his firstborn he will lay its foundation, and on his youngest son he will set up its gates." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was throughout the region. That was Joshua chapters 5 and 6. And from the writings today, we will read Psalm 5. For the music director, on the wind instruments, a psalm of David. Hear my words, Lord. consider my groaning. Listen to the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God, for I pray to you. Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I order my prayer before you and watch expectantly. For you are not a God who rejoices in evil. No wickedness dwells with you. Braggarts do not stand before your eyes. You hate all wrongdoers. You destroy those who speak falsehood. A person of bloodshed and deceit the Lord detests. But because of your great loving kindness, I will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in awe of you. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your path straight before me, for nothing upright is in their mouth. Inside them is a ruin, their throat an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Declare them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own schemes. Banish them because of their many transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them always shout for joy. You will shelter them, and they exult, those who love your name. For you bless the righteous Lord. You surround him with favor as a shield. That was Psalm 5. And our final portion today is from the Apostles, and it is Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Immerser came proclaiming in the wilderness of Judea, "Turn away from your sins, for the kingdom of heaven is near." For he is the one Isaiah the prophet spoke about, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight." Now John wore clothing from camel's hair, and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were being immersed by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his immersion, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore produce fruit worthy of repentance, and do not think that you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that from these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. Already the axe is laid at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. As for me, I immerse you in water for repentance. But the one coming after me is mightier than I am. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will immerse you in the Ruach HaKodesh and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he shall clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But the chaff he shall burn up with inextinguishable fire." Then Yeshua came from the Galilee to John to be immersed by him in the Jordan. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be immersed by you, and you are coming to me?" But Yeshua responded, "Let it happen now, for in this way it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." So John yielded to him. After being immersed, Yeshua rose up out of the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Ruach Elohim descending like a dove coming upon him. And behold, a voice from the heavens said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." That was Matthew chapter 3, and it concludes our readings for today's episode. If you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll be reading James chapter 3 as well. That's all for today. I just wanted to mention that yesterday I did not have my Tree of Life version Bible. It was actually with the baby who was sleeping. So some of you might have noticed that The translation I read from was a little bit different yesterday. It was an ESV Bible that I had here in the living room with me. I also wanted to say for our new listeners, thank you for joining us, and you're so welcome here, and we'd love to hear from you. If you want to send us an email with any kind of feedback or input, you can reach us at dailybreadmoms@gmail.com. Also, you can find us online, dailybreadmoms.com, or on Instagram at dailybreadmoms. We are by no means a professional Bible reading podcast. We're just busy moms reading for other busy moms. So please excuse any mistakes or little slip-ups that happen from time to time, or noises in the background or things like that. Well, that's it for today. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.